So the argument is they grew up with the internet. All of the established wisdom is wrong.
You ever wonder why millennials are the generation that really embraced homesteading? When I started thinking about it, it started to make sense. Millennials were the first generation that had full access to the internet for their entire life. They fell down a Google hole, popped up in YouTube, and realized that everything we've been telling them is lies. You can't trust the school system. There's no pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. Journalism went from being an honored tradition to worthless clickbait. So yeah, of course they logged out of society. They realized the only ones that they could trust was themselves.
So I thought this clip was interesting.
I love it. I love it every time.
What do you think happens with the younger generation that grows up only on the internet?
That's an interesting one because, I mean, we've had it our whole lives because we're in IT, but yeah. Most of our generation, it was only later. If you grow up only on the internet and the common wisdom of what people are telling you how to live your life is not what the internet's showing you to be true, and as someone in the get an IT job, get hired for an IT job world, our answer is don't opt out of getting an IT job. That's dumb.
Right.
We see that still being great. I mean, a lot of these other industries like he mentioned journalism, right, as a good example of, you got into journalism thinking you're going to break a story like Richard Nixon, uncovering corruption, and then you end up, you know, it's all advertisement. It just doesn't make any sense anymore. Mm-hmm. Like what did you have when you grew up that just didn't make any sense when people were telling you to do when you were young kid?
It's a good one.
My parents told me to get into industrial waste cleanup because there were a lot of contracts at the time where people were like hiring engineers that did waste cleanup, and it was a growing industry, and it only lasted for a short amount of time.
Yeah, I would say playing a musical instrument, try to be well-rounded.
Do all the extracurriculars,
right? You know, key club or whatever clubs that they had back then.
Yeah, they would tell you to do these things to be well-rounded. But
that was mostly to try to get into a good college.
Which still may be accurate.
Right? Yeah.
And maybe get into a good college and use that as a leverage for life is one of those things of the wisdom, right? And I don't think I would recommend that anymore. Like, you know, go straight to a four-year Ivy League school. Like, I wouldn't recommend that to anybody.
If you can find a lower price school and do that for 2 years, get your core classes out of the way, and then hopefully some of that transfers over, right?
The one that I always saw was people that go to a school and then they move somewhere else, and then all of their internships that they could have got from the university are not in that same city.
Right.
Yeah. If you're gonna go to college and that's gonna lead to internships and other types of degree programs, you wanna work in that city. So you better, where you're going to work a school, don't go to school somewhere where the only thing in that entire city is that school, right? Right? They have those college towns where it's like bars and the college, that's all it's there.
Unless you can get an internship at like one of the big companies that's global.
Right, but we know that that's the pyramid scheme.
Sure.
The number of people that apply to work at Google that actually get in at Google, even of the top level graduates, is very, very low.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have their pick, right, of the litter. So in some ways, unless you're the top performer, and even if you do get in, I mean, there's been a lot of discussions from people that have got out of some of those jobs. I'm not picking anybody out, but where they've said that, you know, it's not what you think it's going to be. It's a grind. I think the point, you know, of millennials and other generations that grew up on the internet just rejecting the common wisdom is good. I mean, the common wisdom is based on 1950s knowledge from a generation past. I mean, it obviously isn't accurate to today's world, but that was the same for them. That was the same for the generation before that, right? Every generation tells you what they did to be successful, and you should take that with a grain of salt and say, well, that was great in, you know, 20 years ago or 10 years ago.
I look at the aspect of the entertainment side. Back when I was a kid, you just turn on the TV and you channel flip until hopefully you find something good. Now with the internet being so robust, you can find content pretty much just on a click.
Right, and that's what people are, you know, they call it the eyeball tax, right? Yeah. There's only so many eyeballs that go around so that they have to do more and better and more exciting to capture those eyeballs because, you know, they used to have that joke about that there was, you know, too many cable channels, 120 cable channels. Now with all this content, there's, you know, billions and millions.
Sure.
So, yeah, you're not going to capture the eyeballs, right?
Yep.
Yeah.